Billy the Bird, written by Dick King Smith and read by Sophie Thompson.
I rushed to the window, carrying my guinea pig, and the cat jumped up on the sill, and we all three stared out to see Billy flying silently away. Mum and Dad were sitting on the swing seat on the lawn, enjoying the evening sunshine. Dad was reading his newspaper, Mum her book. "Oh, help," I whispered to Lily Leaf. "I hope to goodness they don't look up."
"Meow," she said,
or that's what it sounded like. Mum didn't notice, but at that very moment, just as Billy went swooping over their heads, Dad took off his glasses to clean them and looked up into the sky while he was doing this. "Gosh," he said to Mum, "did you see that?"
"What?"
Mum asked.
"A blooming great big bird flew over us just then."
"What was it?" Mum asked.
"Couldn't see it properly. I was cleaning my glasses, but it was ever so big."
"It wasn't," I thought. "It was a little bird." Just then, Mr. Keelock began to squeal loudly, the squeal which I knew meant, "Come on, I'm starving, for goodness sake, feed me." At this, Mum and Dad looked up and saw us all at Billy's bedroom window.
"Is Billy asleep?" Mum called.
"Well, no," I said.
"Not surprised," said Dad, "considering the row that greedy animal of yours is making."
"Come on downstairs now, Mary," said Mum. "I'll be up in a minute to say goodnight to Billy."
"Help," I thought. "What shall I do?" But then I saw Billy coming gliding back over the lawn as silently as an owl, while in the evening sky behind him the full moon, I could see, was already rising. In through the window Billy swooped and onto his bed and into it.